Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on how to have victory in the area of the soul. It is so important. Remember, we're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. When you get born again, you get a brand new spirit. Your soul is the area of your will, your intellect, your emotions, where you choose, where you think and reason, and where you feel. And this is where the battleground goes on. The flesh is warring against your spirit, and the flesh is bringing thoughts or feelings into the area of the soul. You've got to employ the principles of the Word of God to have victory in your soul so that your soul is submitted to your spirit and so that the spirit is ruling. And this is why we're going to have a spiritual mind, filling ourselves up with the Word of God so that our soul is always choosing to do the Word of God. Deuteronomy 4:9, we saw that we're to keep or guard our soul diligently. We also saw in verse 29, to seek the Lord with all of our soul. We love Him with our soul. We serve Him with our soul. We lay up the Word of God in our soul. In fact, God comes to prove you in your area of your soul. He's going to find out whether you're going to think on His things or you're going to think on negative things. If you're going to choose His ways or you're going to choose your own ways. Whether you're going to let your emotions dominate you or your emotions are going to be submitted in line with the Word of God. It's important that we set our soul to seek the Lord. Remember, you are arising and building the sanctuary of the Lord for the presence of God, becoming a holy vessel for the Lord. We've entered into a covenant to seek the Lord. We're going to walk in His ways. And we know that the Word of God is at work to convert and to restore our soul. If you learn to walk in the ways of the Lord that you're taught, your soul shall dwell at ease. If you learn to hope in Him, and keep your confident expectancy in Him, the mercy of God will deliver your soul. We also talked about the fact that you need a joyful soul because you're going to choose to rejoice in the Lord and in His salvation. He will come and rescue your soul. He will come and drive the enemies out. He will come and heal your soul. Of course, you got to thirst after Him. You should have a thirst after the things of God, after the Word, after the presence of God, after studying the Word, after getting out and doing what the Word says. And learn to pray when there's a battle against you. Remember Psalms 55, He delivered my soul in peace from the battle. And this is because of the fact that He prayed continuously. Praying without ceasing is so important in your life. Remember, God's your rock. God is the defense of your soul. And if you will follow hard after Him, if you will long for the presence of God, if you will walk wholly before Him, He will preserve your soul. For He comes to help you, to comfort you, to delight in you. And He promises that if you love the Lord your God and you hate evil, that He preserves the soul of His saints. We saw as we were concluding the last broadcast in Psalms 103 that we're to bless the Lord, O my soul. Your soul should be remembering to bless the Lord in all that's within you. Bless Him. Don't forget His benefits. Remember the fact that He's the one who's forgiven your iniquities. He's healed your diseases. He is the healer of your physical body. He brings rest unto your soul. And He will set you free. Praise God. In Psalms 119, we see in verse 26, He says, I've declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of the precepts, so I shall talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melts for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. If your soul is under heaviness, what do you need to do? Get the word in you. You will be strengthened according to the word. Get the word on whatever the problem is, the answer to the problem. Fill yourself up with it, start doing it, and you'll find that that heaviness will lift off of you. Psalms 119, verse 109, my soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. You know, our soul is continually in my hand. Otherwise, we got control of it. And so he says, I'm not going to forget thy law. I will not forget thy law. Why? Because your soul that's continually in your hand, you have the choice to either yield to God and do what his word says, or to walk after your ways. This is why Jesus said, if any man's going to come after me, let him deny himself. You must learn to deny yourself and walk in the ways of the word of God. You have control in the area of your soul. Don't forget the law of God. Don't forget the word of God. He says, the testimonies are wonderful. My soul keeps them. And then he goes on in verse 165, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Great peace. Why? Because the soul has kept thy testimonies. I love them exceedingly. See, God wants to get you so filled up with the word that you are at the place where your soul loves the word of God. You love them exceedingly. You choose to do the word. Temptation comes at you and you choose the word. You don't even flinch for a moment to bow to that temptation because you love the word of God and you hate evil and you want to walk in his ways. Praise God. The Bible talks about in Psalms 121 verse 7, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. God will protect you. Got to keep your eyes on the Lord, of course. Got to keep yourself filled up with the word of God. He is on your side and he will come and set you free. Praise God. In Psalms 124, talks about my soul has escaped in verse 7 as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Do you have some bondage in the area of your soul? You know, we need to get delivered from demonic spirits that have come in. They brought a snare to us. How are we going to get set free? Our help is in the name of the Lord. God has given us authority in the name of Jesus. We can cast out those spirits that are oppressing us in the area of our soul. He talks about, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word do I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. Many people are always watching out, watching for the morning to come, but you need to have more of the attitude of waiting, your soul waiting for the Lord, more than you're wanting to watch for the change in the times of the day. If your soul is so tuned into the Lord, you're going to be seeing him move in your life. Praise God. He will strengthen you in your soul. Psalms 138:3 says, he strengthens me with strength in my soul. How's that going to happen? Through the word of God. Hallelujah. Get in the word of God. And I'll tell you, as you do, you're going to come out of all bondage. Psalms 142 verse 7 says, bring my soul out of prison that I might praise thy name. We need our soul out of prison. And as your soul comes out of prison, you'll be freer and freer to praise him and to walk in his ways. In Proverbs chapter 2, the Bible talks about having the word in you. You need to keep the word in you. It is life unto your soul. God wants to have the life of God manifest in your soul, but you've got to be doing what the word says and get it in you. Proverbs 11:17 says, the merciful man doeth good to his own soul. As you are merciful and give out to others, you are actually doing good to your own soul as well as ministering to others. Proverbs 11:25, the liberal soul shall be made fat. He that waters shall be watered also himself. You know, the principle in God's word is give, and it shall be given unto you. If you're a liberal soul, you give out of your time, you give out of the word, you give out in helping others in need, you give out financially, you give out of whatever you have to those in need, then you shall be made fat. Whatever you give, it shall be given back unto you. Proverbs 13:19 says, the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. You know, when you accomplish things, you feel good in the area of your soul. It is sweet to the soul. Don't be a procrastinator. Don't be lazy. Don't be one who always puts things off. Get in there and accomplish the things that God has set before you. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. God wants you to be accomplishing things and be a doer of the things he's given you. It will be sweet unto your soul. Proverbs 16:17, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Keep your way, and God will preserve your soul. Get the word in you. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul. Not only will they minister to your soul, but they'll also be health to your own bones. Health to your bones, praise God. Get the wisdom of God. When you do so, you love your own soul, the Bible says. Proverbs 19:16, he that keepeth a commandment keepeth his own soul. You will guard and protect your soul in the measure that you are keeping and doing what the Word of God says. Stay away from the ways of destruction. Learn to get in the Word and do what He says. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, come out of the world system, and you will deliver your soul so the enemy will not be able to come in and bring destruction in your life. Over in James chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says there that we are to get that Word in us, and it describes it here in James 1:21. It says that we're to receive with meekness the engrafted or the implanted Word, which is able to save your soul. God's Word will save, heal, and deliver your soul, and it's going to be implanted in you. 1 Peter 1:22, another principle that we've talked about before, but it's so important to reiterate here. It says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. God wants you to obey the truth. They purified their soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit. You see, you obey the truth because you're influenced by the Word of God, by the Spirit, and this is why we're going to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. And you will actually purify your soul when you obey the truth. God is looking for you to make the decision that I am going to obey the truth. I am going to do what the Word of God says in every situation. So what do you need to do to overcome in areas? You've got to learn to do these principles. And if you've had bondage in your life, confess that sin. Change your mind and get the Word of God in it. Do the truth to purify your soul. If you have demonic spirits that have come in, cast out those spirits which will cleanse you in the area of your will, your intellect, your emotion. And God promises to heal and to restore your soul. He loves you exceedingly. He will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. And remember, you've got to learn to be consistent. Remember Luke 21:19. In your patience or steadfastness, possess ye your souls. In your steadfastness of doing the Word, you will possess control of your soul because it is in your hand. Keep yourself filled with the Word. Remember, hope, that's a mind that's filled up with the Word, is to be the anchor of your soul. We are going to keep ourselves before the Lord with His Word. We're going to do it. We're going to obey it. We're going to submit to Him. We're going to obey His Word, purify our soul, and overcome and have victory. And then as we prosper in our soul, we'll be blessed in all that we employ these principles and watch God bless your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have